Good morning. Welcome to worship, both here in sanctuary and online. It's a blessing and joy to have you worshiping with us today. My name is Mike Sager. I'm the senior pastor here at Desert Hills. Pastor Craig is on vacation this weekend. So welcome to worship. This is your first time worshiping with us. We invite you to stop by the welcome desk. We have an opportunity to greet you this morning. First of all, it's great to see Barb and Robert back. Welcome back. Good to have them back with us. One of the things that we do every time we gather for worship is to remind ourselves what we believe God is calling us to be about. I invite you to join with me as we proclaim together our mission statement. Here at Desert Hills Lutheran Church, we celebrate grace. We make disciples who make a difference. May it be so among us here today. Some announcements for the coming weeks ahead. First of all, this weekend we have our Fair Trade. It's happening in our Northwest hallway. They have gotten more chocolate, but I think they're already out of milk chocolate. So they had milk chocolate last night, but it sold out. People were excited. Part of the problem is because of the heat, milk chocolate does not travel well. As you know, if you've ever had it in your hand or anywhere else, it melts really quickly. So we're going to be ordering more now that hopefully the temperature is starting to decline a little bit. So, but do stop by. They have some new flavors back there. Same with coffee, teas, and oil. So stop by the Fair Trade this weekend. This is the last weekend for our Global Mission Committee campaign. Education is life-giving or life-saving. Again, we know how important education is for a community to just raise their standard of living. We are supporting that throughout the world. Invite you to go outside if you go out to the narthex and take a right down the hallway, you will see our global mission table there. So I invite you to stop by there and learn more about that. You can also give to our website, dhlc.org, and click on the give button. But this will be the last weekend for that campaign. Tomorrow, the 18th, Monday, the September 18th, is the last day to purchase your men's breakfast tickets. You can purchase those at the front desk. The cost is $7. Also beginning tomorrow, the Food, Fun, and Fellowship Trivia and Game Night tickets go on sale. I know those are hot commodities around here. They go on sale tomorrow for $5. We had our last trivia last Friday, and again, a huge success. But you'll find the tickets for the next one, which is on October 20th, at the front office for $5. Also beginning this week is Grief Share. Starts on Tuesday. It's still not too late to sign up. So if you or someone you know could benefit from being in a group that helps them in this time of grief. One of the struggles of grief is oftentimes we feel alone, or we feel as if what we're experiencing is somehow not normal. It helps to hear other people's story and realize that what you're going through is just a process of grief and have that support. So if you or someone you know is going through that and you think would benefit from that, please let them know. They can sign up at the church office tomorrow. Along with that is we have these sheets throughout the building that remind you what's taking place in our building during the week. And on the other side, a summary of our sermon. Again, if you know someone that may be interested in one of the activities going on here, take one of these with you and hand it out to them and say, hey, on Tuesday we're having Grief Share. You may be interested in that. A great way just to let them know and then can kind of look through and see what's going on. You can also always go to our website, dhlc.org, and you'll find all the announcements or call the church office. We're more than happy to help you know what's going on this week. We don't want you to feel like you don't know what's happening each week here at Desert Hills. Those are our announcements for this weekend. I invite you to join me as we begin our worship with a time of prayer. Holy and gracious God, we are just so thankful for this opportunity to gather here this day, to hear your word, to lift our voices in praise and thanks for all that you have and continue to do in our lives as you call us to go out into the world and make a difference. May what we say, may what we do make a difference in our lives this day. Today, as we gather, we remember those in Libya and Morocco and on the East Coast being devastated by that tropical storm Lee. Just be with all those who are facing natural disasters this weekend. Be with those communities. Support those who are risking their lives to save others. And just be with those places to bring your grief and your comfort in their grief and your support. But today we are grateful that we have this opportunity to gather, to hear your word, to be reminded of your presence. Now bless us as we lift our voices in praise and give you thanks for all that you have and continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you to please stand for our opening song, hymn, if you're able.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And also with you. God of power and might, your Son shows us the way of service, and in him we inherit the riches of your grace. Give us the wisdom to know what is right and the strength to serve the world you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's first scripture reading is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, beginning with verse 1. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves are suffering. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
second scripture reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, beginning with verse 31. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes into his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, grace and peace to you as God's Spirit shines within you as you go forth to make a difference in the lives of others, whether here in sanctuary or online this day. Amen. If you've been with us these last few weeks, you will have heard that we are going around our parking lot. We started at the entrance when you first pull in, and there to greet you is the rock, Celebrate Grace. We start and we are reminded that whenever we come into God's presence, we come through grace. And that first week, we were reminded from the Gospel of Luke that grace is a God who finds us when we are lost, who gives us life when we are dead. That God chooses to love us not because of what we do or don't do or how good we seem to be. God loves us because God chooses to love us, and God is faithful. And because God is faithful, we can celebrate the grace God gives us. That's how we enter into this relationship with God. But as we continue around the parking lot, we discover, so now what? Now that we're here, and that next rock reminds us to go make disciples and to be a disciple. It's hard to go make a disciple if you yourself are not on that same journey. And last week we heard Jesus calling us to follow, this invitation of Jesus to follow him into life. And there we discover the three basic principles of being a disciple is to have one's heart open, one's mind transformed, and one's hands used for the glory of God. And now we get to the last day. We're exiting our parking lot. Now, where do we go from here? Is the next question. And there again, the third rock reminding us, go make a difference. Several weeks ago, someone asked me, is that difference in our lives or the lives of others? And I would answer, yes. It's yes, isn't it? Because as we leave the parking lot, we should ask ourselves, how does what I just experienced, just heard, just prayed, just sung? I always have problems with present and past tense. So, sung, make a difference in my life. How does being a part of a community of faith make a difference in my own life? And that's an important thing to think about as we leave every day. How does trusting and believing in God's love for me and God's grace make a difference in my life. Let me share with you one way it has made a difference in my family, in our family. So this next weekend, my oldest son is getting married. And I look out and I see Ray, who held him as a baby. And I can think about all those who have cared for him throughout his life as part of a faith community. And it's witness to me, because at a very small wedding of only 60 people showing up, four of them are part of the community that we were part of for 16 years in Boise, who welcomed my son when he was 11 years old. And these two couples have walked with him throughout that time. They have been adults who have shared their faith, their struggle, their prayers, their loves with him. And what's amazing is he connects with them, talks with them, visits them when I don't even know. And I'll get a text from one of my friends saying, "Oh, I saw Ben this weekend." It's like, really? I didn't know he was even in Boise. They stay connected. What a gift that is. What a gift that was, that these four individuals were willing to spend time with a teenager and to share and to walk with. That has made a difference in his life. That has made a difference in our family. Community is a huge gift of the Christian community, of the faith community, isn't it? I see you reaching out to each other when you're grieving, when you're struggling with illness or other crises in life, and you're willing to pray for them, take them a meal, take them to church, just to walk with. That's the amazing part of community. That is what we're called to be about. The book of Hebrews reminds us, keep loving each other. Keep caring about each other. That's one of the great gifts of a faith community. The willingness to walk with each other in times of joy and in times of struggle. And that makes a difference. That makes a difference in people's lives. How does what we do here every weekend make a difference in your life? If someone would ask you as you leave the parking lot this morning, how does your faith make a difference? You know, we struggle with why the church continues to decrease in influence and numbers in our country. And I wonder if one of the reasons is because we really haven't shared that very well. We really haven't shared. How does your faith make a difference in your life? How does it help you handle whatever life brings? Because we all know life brings joys, but it also brings struggles. It is not an easy journey. It's not for the weak of heart. Life can be difficult, especially if you're trying to do it alone. But yet somehow in community, it gets a little bit easier. How does your faith make a difference in your life? But it doesn't end there, does it? If it's just about how it makes a difference in my life, we miss the call to go and make a difference. Like the choir reminded us, because the light and love of God radiates from us, we are called to go and make a difference in other people's lives. Not just outside of our walls, but among one another. When we care about one another. And I know you do that. I see you at the White Elephant, at Friends Indeed, at the food bank, in your neighborhoods, caring for one another and caring for the stranger. I know this community wants to make a difference. It's evident that in your mission statement, you are reminded every time you gather, go make a difference. That's part of who we are as people of faith. We are called to make a difference in the lives of others, to walk beside. If you look at today's gospel, for the gospel of Matthew, if you notice, those who are doing what God has called them to do did not even know it. They asked the question, Jesus, when did we see you? When did we see you without food, without clothes, or in prison? And Jesus reminds us, whenever we see a need, there is Jesus. Whenever we see a need and act, we're doing it for and to Jesus. That we're supposed to just see each other. To see each other in our times of need. Because oftentimes, when we are in need, when we are struggling, we feel as if we are invisible. And one of the greatest gifts is for you to notice. To notice that you're struggling. To notice that you just need someone to walk beside. Someone to care. To someone to act. To someone to see you. That's the gift. Those are the eyes of Christ who sees the need and acts. This weekend, as we did last weekend, we are having a campaign, Education is Life Saving. You should have received a lifesaver this morning, again, to remind you that gift of education can make a huge difference in someone's life. But I'll tell you, those places I have gone where that support has been received, I have heard those young children and young adults come up, and when asked, what are you now going to do with your life? They did not respond, well, I'm going to get as much as I can. I'm going to focus on myself and forget about those others. That's not what you hear. You hear men and women say, I'm going to be a nurse and go back to where I came from. I'm going to be a doctor or a teacher or a pastor because I want to make a difference because someone made a difference in my life. I'll tell you a little secret about making a difference. When you make a difference in someone else's life, it oftentimes spreads. When you care about someone in need and you meet that need and care for them, that oftentimes spreads and they make a difference in someone else's life who makes a difference in someone else's life. Making a difference does not usually just stay with that person. It spreads to the world. We can't meet every need of everyone. But we can make a difference in one life. And that one life will make a difference in another and another and another. That's how God's kingdom works. That's why Jesus describes the kingdom of God like yeast in dough. A little bit of making a difference grows to making a huge difference in the lives of others. What a gift. What a gift that you can make a difference because of God's grace, because of God's call for you to follow. And for God sending you out into the world. So if you'd like to think a little deeper, dig a little deeper about today's text, I invite you to think about this. Who has made a difference in your life by walking with you in times of pain or struggle or even times of joy and celebration? Who have been those influencers in your life who have made a difference? Give thanks to God for them. And then go. Go and make a difference in someone else's life. Go and be a difference because you can make a difference. You will make a difference because you do not do this alone, sisters and brothers. You do this with the very gift of the Holy Spirit who sends us out of our parking lot to go make a difference in the world. May it be so among us. Amen.
Thank you.
Together, let us affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings. The prophet Isaiah states that the glory of God will be revealed among his people. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for Ray Robinson and for all those who have recently died. O God, receive them into the arms of your mercy and everlasting peace. And may the truth and promise of God's resurrection bring comfort and hope to their families and friends who grieve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. New to the prayer list is Betty Olson. We take time now to silently pray for those who remain on our prayer list, as well as for others in our hearts and for situations in our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we want to make a difference in our lives and the lives of others. With you and through your power, we believe you will make it happen. Like Paul in the Bible, we don't feel equipped, but trust you to equip us. Like Paul, we want to be surprised and find sheer joy in you handling the details so that we can move forward and marvel at seeing you at work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of all knowledge, we pray for those communities that struggle with the challenges of educating their children and the financial burden often placed upon them. Bless schools that provide educational opportunities to the most vulnerable, that through their learning, they are better able to care for themselves and their families. Use those resources that we have provided to equip and support those students in greatest need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those who face illnesses of any kind. We pray for those strained financially, for all living with chronic pain, mental illness, the disease of addiction, or otherwise afraid or in harm's way. Protect all who cry out for mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for this congregation. Open our hearts to practice being Jesus' hands and feet as we make a difference in the world. Help us to forgive each other more easily, practice patience more often, and choose welcome over rejection. Move us by your Spirit to care more deeply for those in our community, seeking peace and love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Accept these prayers, gracious God, and those known only to you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death in the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Lord, out of my might, heaven and earth.
I invite you to please stand if you're able. In the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. He gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." I invite you now to join with me as we pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. For those of you online, I invite you to hear this word. This is the body of Christ given for you. I invite you to share now the bread with those you are communing with. And again, hear this word. This is my blood shed for you. Share the cup with those you are communing with. But whether you're communing in a community or alone, know that you are part of this community and the wider community. For there is only one bread. There is only one cup. We are united together in this one holy meal. May you know God's peace and grace this day. For those of you gathered here in sanctuary, the lighter liquid is the grape juice, the darker is the wine. We also have gluten-free wafers available. The meal is ready. God's invitation has been sent to you. Come and receive. Thank you. Once again, we hope this service was a blessing to you and it made a difference in your life today. Now hear the promises of God as God sends us out. May we go in grace and peace to be the hands and feet of Jesus to touch a broken world. May we go in grace and peace to love a world on behalf of Jesus, to represent him to a broken world. May we go in grace and peace to discover the joy of joining the work of Jesus, finding him among the broken of this world. We do this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to please stand if you're able for our sending hymn.
Make a difference in someone's life today. Thanks be to God. Amen.